Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
And joining us now is Ashley Carter, the at-large representative for the D.C. State Board of Education. Ashley, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Mary.
All right, we want to talk to you about what's going on with the chancellor of the schools, Antoine Wilson. He apparently has been caught with putting his child first in schools that are outside of the district where he lives, the area where he lives out of his ward, first going to Duke Ellington School, then moving his child into the Wilson School. The child should be going to the Dunbar School, and this has broken, and the deputy mayor, Jennifer Niles, has resigned over this. I want to just play a cut for you here. Cut 9, Mike. This is Antoine Wilson on Fox 5 explaining why he moved his daughter to a different school.
My daughter was struggling socially and emotionally, engaging in behaviors we had never seen before. Certainly affecting her health and not eating, not coming out of her room, and expressing real anxiety around going to school. And I want folks to understand that as a parent, I certainly had tunnel vision. And as a chancellor, my focus was really trying to make sure that my wife was able to get the help she needed to transfer our daughter, and to do it in a way that we were trying to do it correctly. It's clear we got it wrong.
Now, as I said, the deputy mayor, Jennifer Niles, has resigned. Why does he still have his job?
You know, I'm not sure. Really, at this point, we've seen that the saga of scandals to hit D.C. public schools continues. Unfortunately, he broke his own policies that he was fully aware of when he started here. He wrote the policies, and then he decided to break them. And that is why currently 5 council members, the D.C. auditor, and myself have all asked for his resignation. And the list continues to grow, because while I can completely understand as a parent that he wants the best for his child, at the same time, he shouldn't have circumvented the rules and broken the rules to get his child into a better school when his neighborhood school was an option.
Right. And he crafted those rules just 2 months before he broke them. And, you know, meanwhile, you had the mayor who Mayor Muriel Bowser, who got an apology out of him over the weekend, basically forced him to issue a public apology, but somehow retains confidence in him. And this despite the fact that she just fired the deputy mayor for education, Jennifer Niles, on Friday. So what is going on here? Why isn't she seeking his firing?
Well, currently, she says, as well as those who are against his resignation, they believe that he's been put into place for only a couple months, that it cost a lot of money for the chancellor's search, it cost a lot of time, and these people think that he has made strides. And while, yes, he ended up with a lot of problems, he inherited a lot of problems when he came on and has made some good work, at the same time, this scandal, when you cheat the system, you've lost the public's trust. And right now, I don't see how he has the ability to go on and be an effective chancellor after circumventing the rules that he made himself.
Yeah, and this isn't this exactly what people have a problem with when it comes to quote-unquote the swamp. Rules for thee, but not for me. There are probably a lot of parents in D.C. who would love school choice, who beg for school choice, yet those in power deny it to them.
But they have it. They just need to get in line, and he just jumped the whole thing.
Right,
exactly.
But
and, you know, he especially, he said in the city paper when he first started that he heard from all of these parents saying, I want to get my kid into a top school. How do I get my kid into a top school? And he said, we shouldn't be worried about that. And yet then he goes and does it himself.
Yeah,
it makes you think after this, what other rules has he broken? Or what other rules and policies is willing to break?
This is why the mayor's position, the mayor's position here seems untenable. Like, who cares what problems he inherited? He created a bunch of new ones on his own. And
exactly.
And so for her to fire the deputy mayor who was a part of this corrupt scheme in order to move his daughter, now, his head is not sought? I mean, what is his relationship to her? Why is it that she's keeping the chancellor on board? It can't just be about a search. If you literally swing a rock, you're going to find somebody who knows that you're not supposed to create a rule and then violate it 2 months later.
Oh, I completely agree, Vince. I think that he should resign. I think that anyone who had any part to deal with this or any of the other scandals combined needs to resign. I think that we need to have a clean slate. I really believe that our system of education, we need to look at the entire system. We have to look at oversight, and we need to come up with true solutions that are going to help our kids.
And maybe now,
all we're doing is hurting the children in the D.C. public schools education system.
And yeah, thank you so much for being with us, Ashley. Maybe we could see the school board use this to fix this choice lottery system that we have in D.C. and maybe move to something that works a little bit better for people.
Meanwhile, 8:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Chuck Thies. He's the former campaign manager for Mayor Vince Gray. We'll get a sense of whether this mayoral thing is going to be a walk for Muriel Bowser or if she'll face some competition for stuff like this. Thank you, Ashley. 6:44 here on WMAL.